Saturdays are big as well, and we're starting to get down to it, Clint, where we're starting to kind of see some teams make some moves, and we're starting to see some teams separate and seeing some teams that have a chance that that could get to the 12-team playoff and starting to see some conference battles that get us there. Tyler, go ahead and hit me with my music here as we get ready here. I'm going to kick this thing off with the game I'm looking at. Last week at this time, I was absolutely dead wrong about Texas. Tyler is happy to hear that. Andy, our engineer, is shaking his head as he is very excited about that. But I was dead wrong about Texas. I thought they would win. I thought there was a chance if anybody was going to win 30-15 in the game, that would have been Texas and not Georgia. Clearly, I was off on that. Clearly, Sark, to me, panicked. Start bringing in Arch Manning and then set him and did all kinds of things. But they're on the road, Clint, and they're at Vandy. They're in Nashville, and Vandy, who is now ranked, I don't know the last time I saw Vanderbilt ranked, but they are ranked. They're the number 25 team in the country. Texas drops to 5, Clint, and Vandy has been a problem for many teams. They almost beat Virginia Tech at home to start the season. That thing went into overtime, I believe. They went on the road to Missouri, a top 10 team at the time, and they had them on the ropes, lost in overtime on the road to Missouri, and obviously a couple of weeks back they went and beat Alabama, who had just finished off Georgia. They beat them at home and to get themselves into the top 25. Clint, this is a big game because, to me, if Quinn struggles in this game, I don't really care what Sark has said this week. If Quinn struggles in this game, I think there is a controversy. I think there is at least a conversation in terms of quarterback controversy because he's already shown he'll put him in a game. He already pulled the trigger and put him in the game, and not just in a game, against Georgia on the road, put him in the game. So to me, this is a big game for Quinn, and I, honest to God, I've watched Vandy. They seem to be able to at least play with anybody, and of course, obviously, they beat Alabama. This is not a just get right game or oh turn the page. We got an easy one after Georgia. Vanderbilt's a tough opponent, especially on the road.
Well, Vanderbilt's a tough opponent, but Texas has got to prove that they're worthy of a top five ranking at this point in time, and it's not that they shouldn't be right now, but they've got to go get this W to stay up there. And this is Vanderbilt's a 5-2 football team. Vanderbilt's a dangerous football team. You get them at their place, they've already thrown the damn goalpost after beating Alabama in the river next to Nissan Stadium down there in Nashville. And so this is a team that, again, I don't know that the expectations are real high for the season in general, but they're higher than they've ever been, and they're definitely going to play spoiler to a couple of teams. They already have. So
they're ranked.
Yeah, they are right now. Yeah,
they're 25th.
25th.
Yep.
Yeah, that's this is a week where Texas has got to prove that they belong in the top five, and Vanderbilt's no slouch. It's not your father's Vanderbilt. That's for damn sure.
No, it's not. Not even your cousins. Yeah, this is a different Vanderbilt team that has given everybody trouble, especially there. All right, Tyler, we all know what it is. What? Go ahead and tell the people your game of the week. I know you are amped and thinking about this sucker right now because this could be a big day for A&M.
Oh yeah, and you guessed it, like many probably did out there. My game of the week is at the great, the legendary Kyle Field Saturday night under the lights. Kyle Field, black uniforms coming back for Texas A&M. First time they're doing that, I believe, since Manziel days.
Hey, I saw the helmet.
They are sick. We're going to have a blackout at Kyle Field, LSU coming into town to take on A&M, and whoever wins this game is going to be the only SEC squad left without a loss in conference. So a lot on the line for both LSU Tigers and Texas A&M Aggies. And a fun fact for you, if you need some sort of stat or just one reason to be tuned in tomorrow night to A&M LSU. LSU's starting offensive line this year, when healthy, when all those big fellows are healthy for LSU this year, they have not allowed a single sack of the quarterback. One of Texas A&M's strengths, that defensive line. Yeah. So that's going to be a fun one to watch. Of course, I got the Aggies.
Yeah, it's going to be a monster matchup. I watched them beat the hell out of the LSU Tigers, that is, beat the hell out of my Hogs last week. That's a team that's trending in the right direction. They're trending where they're getting better with every start from Nussmeier. Nussmeier last week, two weeks ago against Ole Miss, he wouldn't run the ball versus cover two and had plenty of opportunities, and he forced the football down the field. It seems like he got right against Arkansas and just took all the layups, made all the layups, and they started running the football better. Offensively, they appeared to take a huge step. And obviously gave us fits defensively as well. We couldn't get enough points on the board. But yeah, LSU's rolling. But you know what? A&M's rolling as well. It's going to be a hell of a football game.
To the point that Tyler made, Georgia's got a loss. Alabama's got multiple losses in the SEC. The winner of this game is clearly in the driver's seat. Because like for A&M, Tyler, what's the toughest game after this for A&M?
Probably
Texas
Sips
at the end.
Yeah,
that's it. Texas at the end. I mean, the winner of this game puts themselves in position where it is like it is tough. That it would be tough for them almost not. I would say a collapse, but it'd have to really go bad for them not to at least be in contention to be one of the top 12 in the playoffs. So this is a huge, huge game, and as you know, Tyler, you got to win these ones at home. You got to win these ones.
It's going to be a packed house, that's for sure.
I know it. You ain't going to be there, are you?
No. Saving myself for them tea sips on November 30th.
Are you going to that one for sure?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, he bought the tickets.
Finally pulled the trigger and had to sell a kidney, but got tickets to that one.
Nah, you just needed to go 12 for 12 one night. The best, what you just needed to do. And you pulled that up. All right, you got a game this week?
I do. There's a couple of Big Ten matchups, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of Big Ten football. Even adding the Pac-12 teams, it's just typically it's pretty easy for me to find better college football that I enjoy watching for my entertainment value. I'm going to go with Cincinnati-Colorado.
Cincinnati's been a bit of a surprise this year.
Well, sitting at 5-2, I mean they're a decent football team, and Colorado's sitting at 5-2. It's a late game Saturday night, 9:15 kick, and so it's going to have a lot of eyeballs. I am fascinated beyond all the noise of Deion Sanders in Colorado. Shedeur Sanders is the real deal at the quarterback position. He is really fun to watch. I don't appreciate all the pregame and postgame antics and all the trash talking and all the stuff that comes with Colorado right now. But boy, he is a damn good quarterback. The hype is real. I do like what Deion is building in Colorado. I do think they're one of very few programs in the country that is trending upward and is believable, especially coming from where he came from in terms of Colorado just being bottom of the barrel. And so I'm fascinated. I'm entertained by what's going on in Colorado. So that late night game, I'll have my eyes on.
Well, that spot in the Big 12 for the college football playoff, that spot it's up in the air. The Big 12 is crazy. Yep. K-State is there. Colorado is in the mix. And BYU and Iowa State are the two teams I believe are undefeated right now in the mix. But Colorado is definitely there.